Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Central Iowa sports fans, it's time to dig deep into the world of Iowa State athletics. You're tuned to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Wilson Toyota of Ames, live from Benchwarmer Sports Bar in Ankeny.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
And now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on 1460 KXNO.
And we welcome you to the Sweet 16 version of the Wilson Toyota Cyclone Fanatic Radio program. Chris Williams not here tonight.
Chris Williams in action.
On his way home from San Antone, where he saw the Alamo, and he saw two Cyclone victories. I am Brent Bloom, joined by Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames here at Benchwarmers. And Tron, I was at Wilson Toyota on Saturday getting my car serviced, which they did a fine job, by the way.
Well, they better.
And I overheard one of your customers saying, "I hope old Coach Hoiberg outfoxes Bobby Williams tomorrow." I've never heard of Bobby Williams, but Fred Hoiberg outfoxed Mr. Williams, 85-83. I imagine it was a happy day up at Wilson Toyota.
You know what? Unbelievable job by that coaching staff. Sometimes you look at these kind of games and you wonder, you know, we're so quick to say, are the kids going to be intimidated by a team like North Carolina? But what about these coaches? You know, you look across and you see a guy like Roy Williams sitting there and his coaching staff, and you know what they've done in the past. It's got to be a little intimidating, but no, not so fast here, buddy. You got the good old mayor of Ames, the Cyclones. He jumped right in there, man, and took care of it. They were prepared, and that's made me think ever since that game, Bloom. Wow, you give that guy 48 hours to prepare without a Georges Niang. Now you give him 4 days. UConn's got to be shaken with this opportunity.
So much to talk about from the game yesterday and the upcoming match with UConn. We'd love to hear from you as well on the Hy-Vee hotline, 515-284-5966. What did you think was the most important part of that game yesterday? What do you look forward to UConn? And a question that's arisen on Twitter in the last couple minutes, where does this rank on the Iowa State all-time victories list? And, I mean, it's got to be up there. It's got to be top five, at least basketball-wise in the modern times. I only go back to about 84. But the importance of that game for Iowa State now, they get up to that next level, to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2000, and Iowa State in great shape. I know they don't have George Niang, but you got to like their chances against a UConn team that doesn't really have a big guy.
Well, you know, we talked about it last week when we were talking. We continuously called it the big three. You know, we continued to leave Dustin Hogue out of this thing. And with Georges Niang going out, we saw that big four that we were talking about. We had another guy step up. And you know what? How much appreciation now do I have for Daniel Edozie to get in that game and play? Imagine the nerves of that kid coming off the bench, knowing now, hey, I got to get out there and do something. It's got to rank really, really high on Cyclone wins. It's kind of like feeling like that Oklahoma State win in football. They showed up, man. I told you 2 weeks ago, Bloom, I said, these guys have confidence. They don't fear anything. They believe they can get anything done. They believe they can win these games, and they proved it last night.
Just some thoughts. When that game ends, I think all Iowa State fans were in a little bit of a daze. I mean, how do you handle a moment for how many years Iowa State is used to at the last second, the rug being pulled from underneath their feet? Down eight, 4 minutes left, everybody looked dead tired. North Carolina was establishing themselves on the glass. It appeared that the run was just done. I mean, Georges Niang not there. But how many big plays down the stretch? Big shots. Dustin Ho gets a monster offensive rebound and a putback. Melvin Edgem takes a charge on McAdoo late in that game. Naz Long goes three Sasanas, just so much. And then to top it off, Tron, the officials who have the most hate relationship with the Iowa State fan base, the officials come and they help out Iowa State at the end. It was the correct call, mind you.
I was going to say, that was the correct call.
But I had visions of something terrible happening there where they put .8 on the clock. North Carolina runs a play.
And
there's
boom.
A phantom foul, or they hit a three, and it's the Ohio State game all over again. But none of it happened. This team just seems to break the curse.
You know, it's really a heartfelt when you think about this team and what this program, this basketball program, went through this year with the loss of Johnny Orr and with, I mean, just everything that they went through. And Fred talked about it after the game. You know, everything that this entire tournament, this entire season throws at us, we figure out a way to come around and do it. I encourage everybody that has DVR that recorded this game. I'm serious when I say this. Go back to when we were down 8. There's a shot of DeAndre Kane. It's a close-up. Look at his face. Everything about his face says, we're going to win this game. It reminded me of Royce White when he says, don't worry about it. I got this. It was nothing but confidence. I tell you, I don't know what they gave him in his Wheaties that morning, but that dunk that he did in the second half was unbelievable. I've never seen him dunk with that kind of force. It was amazing. You know, no give up. They just never gave up. They continued to fight, and it showed, man. The stats don't lie. Just to keep in mind, old DeAndre Kane, he was really flirting with that triple-double last night. Just a great game, man.
We won't bring up the 7 turnovers Mr. Kane had.
Hey, you know what? I can live with those as long as we won.
24 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. And, again, we talked about it all year. But when push came to shove, Iowa State's down 8. They scored on 7 of their final 8 possessions again. It's like they have done the last 5 games. They've been unbelievable. Every time they needed a basket late in that game, they found a way to do it. Naz Long hits 2 big ones. Monte Morris, who struggled shooting the ball in the second half, steps up and hits a monumental 3 in the corner. Dustin Hogue did his thing. Everything had to go right for Iowa State in the last 4 minutes, and they did it. Of course, the story was, Fred Hoiberg has him in the timeout under 4 minutes, and he says, just smile, guys, and enjoy this. And it, I don't know how you're like that in that moment, but Fred Hoiberg's like a tax accountant. Wait, who thinks that at that time?
Well, you know, when you have leadership, when you have a guy like DeAndre Kane, when you have the Melvin Edgems, when you have these guys that are veteran players, they're cool, calm, collective guys, you can get away with saying stuff like that. You know, Fred Hoiberg's a great coach. You know, he really believes, I'm going to do my work in the practice, on the practice court. And when we get on the court playing field, it's time for you to do what we practice. That's why you can get away with saying simple things like, listen, guys, enjoy the moment. Go out. Let's win the ball game. To have so much confidence in this team, you can see it in Fred. You can see him saying, "I'm going to call the calls. You guys go out there and make it happen." I'm excited. This is unbelievable. That game last night, I was watching the clock. Bloom, I was not feeling like you were. I felt like 1.6. No, at the 1.6, I said this game is over. I looked at everybody in the room. I said, "Don't worry about it. There's no time on the clock. It's over."
You and DeAndre Kane must be like-minded, because he had the victory torch celebration after he made that layup. So get back on defense, DeAndre. You want to join in the conversation, 515-284-5966 on the Hy-Vee hotline. But what were you thinking? 4 minutes left. No George Niang. I mean, I had a thought that ran through my head. It's been an unbelievable season, boys, but I understand you just don't have enough in the tank.
You know, they look tired. There was a lot going against us at that moment. I was with you, Bloom. I was a little nervous. I felt like I was telling everyone, man, it's over. It's been fun. But the will to win, outweighs everything. And that's what I can watch that last 10 seconds when DeAndre's having the ball at the top of the key. I can watch that over and over. And no matter what happened, he had it in his mind, Bloom. I'm either going to get fouled or this is going in. And he went to the rack. I apologize to the Cyclone men's basketball team for being like Brent Bloom and giving up when I thought they had nothing left.
It was only logical for people to think that, and yet they still found a way. This team is very unique. It's just the 4th time in Iowa State's history that they've made the Sweet 16 in the modern times. In these next 4 days, I mean, it's hard to say sit back and enjoy it because you're always focused on the next game, but this is some rarefied air for Iowa State, and I encourage people to just sit back and, you know, getting all the publicity, Fred Hoiberg's on every possible radio show today. Melvin Edgem was on the Jay Moore Show right here on KXNO. All these national publications featuring Iowa State. It's almost strange, kind of a weird aura around the program that now Iowa State, who we know so well, is in the national spotlight.
Well, everybody has found out our little secret, Bloom. Everyone can see the fans. You know, it started in Kansas City this year when the fans showed up and packed the Sprint Center. And then they go down and they're just traveling well. And, you know, it's great. You know, I think all the Cyclone fans, it was great to hear Cyclone Power over the television last night, knowing that the fans traveled well to go down there and support that team. This has been it's been unbelievable, man. It's been a fun ride. And I encourage you, all the fans, you know what? Make sure you make it out to Bench Warmers on Friday. Let's get a full house down here. KXNO will be doing the same thing. Find your favorite spot, get in front of the TV on Friday, and let's just close everything down with Cardinal and Gold.
627 tip against Connecticut. We do have someone on the line on the Hy-Vee hotline at 284-5966. We've got our man, Kip. What's going on, Kip?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Well, first off, I think, like you said, Coach Hoiberg, just his demeanor, his style, I see that in the players. And, you know, as we joke that he's the perfect male, but I really think that this team has swagger right now and they're playing to win. They're, you know, that's how they're playing. And I think what really, for me, I knew we had that game was, I think it was about 32 seconds left when Melvin gets the board, turns, chucks at full court, Kane and strides the layup. Like, that, you know, wasn't think about or bring it down. It was just run and gun. And for me, I think that's what I'm seeing is these guys, it's a whole new season. You know, getting through the Big 12 tournament showed them. I mean, they beat that Baylor team that just ran Creighton out of the gym. And that's what I'm seeing is, and I think Hoiberg, I would love to be a fly on the team meeting room wall, how he gets the teamwork. Those guys aren't playing for stats. They're playing for a victory for the team. So that's my thoughts, guys.
Good stuff. Yeah, no better illustrated. Two plays there that, as a conservative person, I never make. That's the Kane pass to Edgem on a dime, the one hop in transition. Of course, Edgem catches it and converts it to tie the game at 76. And then with 30 seconds, I'm yelling at my TV, no, don't throw that pass. And how DeAndre Kane gets all alone behind the defense. But there, like Kip said, there's something about those guys. They don't care time and situation. They're just playing the game.
You know, Kip, he hit it best. Early in the season, we were all worried about transfers coming in, and we think about how long it took them the past 2 years to find that chemistry together. We were all excited that the chemistry of this team came quick with this group here. We're seeing it now late in the season that's exactly what happened. They figured out how to play with each other, and now when you get plays like that, they're comfortable. You know, like Kip said, they're not even thinking about this play. It's just automatic when they get down there. And you know what else, Kip? I hope you're still listening. We all thought, and I was on board with this, Fred Hoiberg's the perfect guy. And I used to think, man, this guy can do no wrong until I saw him dancing after the game. Coach, if you're listening, anybody tell him, I'm going to give him free dance lessons because Fred Hoiberg can do everything in the world right except dance, Bloom. You need to teach him how to Dougie.
I could do that. I believe he was doing the nay-nay.
Well, he said, nay, nay, do that again.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you rate Hoiberg's moves at?
His dance moves?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's a stick to shooting baskets. You know, he can make a free throw, but he cannot cut a rug.
But I learned from Will Smith in the movie Hitch that if you're not a good dancer, you know, I'll join Fred in that. I dance like Fred Hoiberg. You stay in your lane.
There you go.
You don't try and do too. He didn't try and do too
much. You
got
to stay in the zone.
He's like Monte Morris, you know, setting up the pass. You know, just don't make the wrong decision. Don't get all crazy. He stayed in his box. I appreciate that from the mayor.
You know, I think, but that's a good showing to show you what type of group this group is all together, from the coaches to the trainers all the way down to the players. They're comfortable, and to come in and do things like that, it shows a lot. These players play like Fred coaches, and it's obvious, and we see it at every point in the game.
We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Feel free to stop by. They do have the Hoi Burger.
Oh, it's awesome.
Very popular this time of year. Although, they're going to rename the Hoi Burger. I've heard speculation, breaking news, to the Swag Burger.
The Swag Burger.
That is now what Fred is called. It's now Fred Swagberg for his ability to move on the dance floor. Cyclone Fanatics coverage of this NCAA tournament brought to you by Country Landscapes. Chris Williams talks about it all the time. Now, Chris is not a man who's a gardener. I can tell you that. He needs all the help he can get. That's why he has country landscapes. They're all across central Iowa. Ames, Ankeny, Des Moines, Iowa City, they're in eastern Iowa. Cedar Rapids up north and Clear Lake. Staff is local. They love to landscape, and they'll help you out. I don't have a yard. I'm going to get a yard. I have a townhouse right now. The reason I don't have a house is because I don't want to landscape.
Well, you don't have to.
But if I would have known about this, I probably would have bought a house a lot sooner.
Well, see, now you can do it. You can definitely. You are not a yard man.
I'm not a yard.
I can tell by how dirty your camera is. But yeah, this, you know, Chris always gives me a hard time. He says my lawn and my landscaping is like average. You know, that hurts my feelings. But I'm going to fix that this year. I'm going to get a hold of Country Landscapes because I'm in Ames. They'll come down. They'll give me a quote. We'll get it taken care of.
Proudly landscaping since 1981 in Central Iowa. Chris tweeted today that Cyclone Fanatic, in the last 4 days, over 1 million page views.
Wow.
So the Fanatics are going crazy over this NCAA tournament run. I can't imagine a more excited fan base than Iowa State is right now. I mean, the level that they're at, the way they won that game last night, everyone's just on cloud nine right now.
You know, it was fun to watch. It's fun to watch the camaraderie. Everywhere you go, I was out and about the other day. I got down. My daughter works for Size Locker Room, so I went down to of course, get more Cyclone gear. It's amazing to see everywhere you look, it's cardinal and gold. I don't see a lot of Hawkeye gear out there right now. And it's fun to see even the Hawkeye fans jump on and support this program, which a lot of times, you know, you don't see. But it's fun, Bloom, everywhere you go to see cardinal and gold and see everyone excited from the 90-year-old guy to the 5-year-old kid. Everybody's Cyclone power all day long.
A couple other notes from the game last night I wanted to mention. Going into the game, you thought Iowa State would have to play well. North Carolina played a very good basketball game. They hit 8 threes, which is way above their season average. Leslie McDonald and Marcus Page hit some monster shots for those guys. So it's not as if Iowa State got a poor performance from North Carolina. That was a good effort by the Tar Heels. They had it won there, the Tar Heels, but Iowa State still found a way. This was not a situation where Iowa State caught a bad effort from North Carolina.
You know, they came up and done a good job. And when we started on today, I was talking about Daniel Edozie and what he did. I forgot that James McAdoo was even playing in this game early. And I think that had a lot to do with Edozie. Because we don't see him play a lot, I think we all forget how big of a kid Daniel is. And he got out there, done a great job defending the kid and pushing him around. And sometimes you got to do that. You got to get in there. You got to play physical. It was hard for Roy Williams to prepare for this team because he didn't know what he was getting. He didn't know what type of team was going to hit the court. Heck, I didn't know what type of team was going to hit the court. I was a little nervous, but he got out there. And you know, North Carolina came out punching. You look at their stat line, it's no different than normal. They came out. They played great basketball. They made key mistakes, which you don't usually see with Roy Williams coach teams late in the game, which cost them that game. But I'm okay with that. The best team won last night.
And Marcus Page, native Iowan from Lynn Mar, which was beaten in the ground by Marvin Steve last night. But it was a little bit sweet that after being burned so many times by Roy Williams, you go down the years, Kirk Heinrich, Kirk Collison, Harrison Barnes, that he stole away from the Cyclones, for them to kind of get one over on him with Marcus Page. And I was happy to see Page play well. It's not really his fault that he didn't commit to Iowa State. I mean, he's a good kid, good player, but that just added to the level of enjoyment.
You know, thinking about Roy Williams, what a class act. You know, I think about the ending, the way that game ended, and I was kind of watching Roy to see if we were going to get one of those meltdown moments. I like to call him the Fran time. and he did, you know. He smiled. He went over. He shook Coach Hoiberg's hand, walked out, and then even afterwards, he wanted to come in and congratulate the team and things like that. So that's a class act. That's the way it should be when you look at these coaches. But, yeah, you look at Marcus Page. He came up. He put on a show. He made some very, very big shots in that game. He's one of those kids. He's kind of like the Kraft kid from Ohio State. I started not liking him. The more he hit those big shots, the more I said, I don't like this kid. But you know what? Again, a very class act also. He was proud to be out there. He had a good, fun time, and it was just good to see. But, yeah, it wasn't like as if North Carolina showed up with a bad team. They came up. They had a good game. Stat line's great.
Feel free to chime in on the Hy-Vee hotline, 515-284-5966. When we come back, we're going to preview the matchup with Connecticut. If you would tell me one team Iowa State could play in the Sweet 16 that's remaining, I'd probably take Dayton if I could pick.
Dayton's playing pretty good right now.
Matchup-wise with Connecticut, very favorable. We'll get into that when we come back. Live here from Benchwarmers, it's the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio program on KXNO.
I'm Tim Sitzman with Mr. B Clothing and Clyde. We celebrated our 40th anniversary late last fall, and although we were extremely proud of that accomplishment, it also gave us a lot of things to think about. The two things that stuck in my head are the questions, how can we get better, and what can we do to get more people to come in and experience our store? We've made a lot of changes in the last few years, a remodel of the store, and bringing in brand names that you won't find many places in Iowa. Brands like Paul & Shark, Canali, St. Croix, Gravati, Samuelson & Byron join our traditional favorites Hartshaffner Marks and Southwick. We are also very excited about our men's shoe department, which we think may be one of the largest and best in Iowa. There are a lot of changes at Mr. B Clothing, but the one thing that will never change is our total commitment to service and making sure you, our customer, have the best clothing and the best shopping experience ever. Come experience the new Mr. B Clothing on 86th Street in Clive.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with Host Duplex and my good friend, Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and Host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at HostDuplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
Introducing Iowa Realty's new mobile app for your phone or other device. Now you can find homes for sale based on your current location. You can see photo galleries, detailed information on homes for sale with the touch of your little pinky. It will change the way you look for real estate, I guarantee it. This is amazing new technology. It's Iowa Realty's new mobile app, available now. You can download today at the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
When was the last time you had a juicy, tender, great-tasting T-bone? Introducing new 100% natural Hy-V Angus Reserve Beef. It makes going out for a great steak as easy as going out to your grill. And it's an everyday value, so you can make any night steak night. Try new 100% natural Hy-V Angus Reserve today. Dinner out just became dinner in.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
I love you, you ain't running gay. Say my name, you acting kind of shady.
Tron, you know this song.
Just say my name, Bloom. Say my name, say my name. Yeah, of course I know this song.
This is our girl Beyonce, along with Destiny's Child.
Man, what happened to groups like that, man?
I'll tell you what. This was the number one song, March 2000, last time Iowa State made the Sweet 16.
Only you, Bloom. Only you come up with something like that.
That's why my endowment is playing this right now. Enjoy.
Celebrate it, celebrate it.
Beyonce's in New York, along with Jay-Z.
That's true.
I mean, she's got to be a fan of the mayor. She saw the moves.
You know, I could see them going out sitting courtside, you know. I could see Kane winking at her or something like that. That could get interesting.
My favorite part of the North Carolina Central game, DeAndre hits an and-one and allegedly winks at the North Carolina Central cheer squad.
Did they wink back?
I mean, that's a question. I mean, that's King Kane right there. Why wouldn't you?
You know what? That's his style, though. Like, you know, he does just enough to get everybody's attention, but not too much to seem a little arrogant and things like that. So, you know what? Here's the deal. He's a senior. He's doing a good job. He's enjoying his college career. I think it's great. And I think it's also great that the coaching staff allows him to, you know, have a little fun every here and there.
You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio program. Brent Bloom, Tron Smith here, Chris Williams. Apparently, he needs a new travel agent. He's stuck at an airport in Houston and doesn't have a flight home. They said he didn't have a seat.
Wow.
So he's stuck trying to figure that out. He's had a long
trip.
Well,
he's not that big. He can fit in an overhead.
That's what I told him. Come on now. Well, we'd love to hear from you. You're probably smarter than Chris anyway. 515-284-5966. Feel free and call us on the Hy-Vee hot seat where we have Scott right now. Hey, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to say that I think the players have a no-fail attitude, and they believe that it's better to win as a team than it is to lose as an individual.
That's a great point. I mean, if you look at this team, Tron Smith, who's Iowa State's best player? We had the argument all season long, and there were three answers. Now, probably two answers. You take Niang out of there, but the replacement guy, so to speak, Dustin Hogue, came up big. Nas Long has been huge in the last couple minutes. Monte Morris, steady as ever. And Daniel Ledozzi comes in, plays 16 minutes, and doesn't hurt you.
I had the opportunity to speak to these guys after they beat Baylor in Kansas City. And one thing, Bloom, that was consistent with all these guys is that they said, we came here to win together. And that's what they're doing. They're unselfish basketball. I can go back to the play we talked about before the break. That pass. You think about North Carolina last drive. They didn't look to throw the ball down the field, down the court. The kid just turns around and starts dribbling. Unselfish play. I don't know who the best player is on this team. I think it's just a great team of great players, and they're unselfish. So no, right now I think Kane's probably the guy, but that's okay. You know, you look at Mel. You know, look at Edgem. Every time I think this kid has a bad game, you go and you look at his stat line. The kid had 19 points, and I mean, come on. Every time I think he's playing, I had a few times last night where my wife looked at me and she goes, "What is Melvin doing?" And I look at the stat line. The kid scores 19. You know, he's just doing everything right. But I agree. I think it's a. I don't know who is a star. Do they care? Is the question.
It's got to be Fred Hoiberg right now.
I think Fred's
the way that guy's doing it. We got Brian next at 284-5966. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, how cool would it be the potential matchup between Iowa State and Michigan in the final game for the Johnny Orr game? You don't think CBS would go nuts about that?
That would be fantastic. There's so much potential here. Just in the next couple of rounds, you've got Connecticut Friday. Fred Hoiberg and Kevin Ollie were teammates on the 2001-2002 Bulls teams. Guess who else was on that team? You had Meta World Peace. You had Marcus Fizer. You had Jalen Rose was on that team. You had Eddie Curry, Tyson Chandler. It was kind of a disaster of a team coached by Tim Floyd. But now here you see these guys. 13 years later, meeting in the Sweet 16. And by the way, Iowa State knocked UConn out of it in Jim Calhoun's final game as a Connecticut coach 2 years ago. They meet again. Michigan State's in the same side of the bracket. And we all know about that game in 2000, the last time Iowa State made the Sweet 16, where they were eliminated by Michigan State. And arguably, those two were the best teams in the tournament that year in 2000. It was in Auburn Hills, and Iowa State got jobbed. Which some people say, by the way, they were placed in that region, and then the officiating to boot. But so many storylines from an Iowa State perspective that they've knocked off so far. North Carolina Central comes from the same conference as Hampton, cured that ill. North Carolina eliminated Iowa State three separate times, including Fred Hoiberg's last game, got them out the door. So many demons that Iowa State's facing, and if there's a team to do it.
It's brewing. Team. You know, it's brewing. You look at this UConn matchup, and I agree with you, man. This is going to be the perfect matchup. This is going to be the time. I'm not real concerned with the big guys and getting pushed around down low. I'm curious to see who plays Napier on this. That's my big question. Does Fred say, okay, Morris, you stick with him? Because let's just be frank. Monte Morris has played unbelievable defense throughout this whole series, from the Big 12 tournament to the big tournament at this point. He's played unbelievable defense to the point to where I don't know that Fred's scared to play him on. I think you may see him on Napier. If not, do you play Kane on him? You got so many deals. And to be honest with you, Bloom, I don't know who else for this UConn team can get it done. You watch Shabazz Napier, he's not scoring the other night. They're getting hammered, and the kid just shows up. There's a lot of questions right now if you're looking at this UConn team to try to figure out, you know, what do we do if Napier ends up a no-show?
They are a star-driven team. I mean, Napier is arguably the most focused player in the tournament at this rate. As he goes, so does Connecticut. You could say, though, the same thing about Iowa State and DeAndre Kane. Now, he is maybe a little bit more help. Connecticut has three guys in double figures. They've got Napier, Ryan Boatwright, who's also a miniature guard, and then DeAndre Daniels, who's a 6'9 guy but not real big.
Doesn't play 6'9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're a guard-dominated team, and at this rate, so is Iowa State. So from the matchup standpoint, they're very similar. I do wonder, if you're Connecticut, you've got 6'1", 170-pound Shabazz Napier. You've got 5'11", 165-pound Ryan Boatwright. Who guards DeAndre Kane? I mean, they've got some other guys they can put on him. Daniels is 6'9".
Is he too slow?
They've got a couple other guys in that 6'5", 6'6", neighborhood. DeAndre Kane, again, is the X factor for Iowa State, like he will be, because you just don't know who you put on him.
Well, I would think that they would try to put Napier on him, just star versus star kind of deal. I think he's a little small, and DeAndre Kane does
Kane
a great job early
of
letting guys know, I'm going to push you around. I sent out a tweet last night, Bloom, during the game. I don't know if you saw this. I was adamant in saying, this here is a man's game, and DeAndre Kane reminds teams of that. Early in games, he enforces his will, but I do think they will probably try to play Napier on him. The question is this. I see a humongous night for Melvin Edgem here. I think he's the guy that can show up in this game from start to finish. Hey, Mel, you don't have to wait till the second half to get going. I think he can have a huge night here. And if Dustin Hoge doesn't own the boards in this game, I would be shocked. You know what? It's going to be a good one. That we don't know for sure. It all depends on which Napier we get and when do we get him.
They need him to be great. Iowa State needs Kane and Edgem to be great, as they will the rest of the way. Couple notes though on UConn. Napier's the focus offensively. They are a really good defensive team. Kevin Ollie's done a tremendous job. They are seventh in defensive efficiency in the country. Really good man-to-man defense. They play at a very slow pace. They're 235th in tempo. So again, it's a contrast in styles, unlike the North Carolina game, where North Carolina, and this actually may have kept Iowa State in the game, wanted to run with Iowa State and let some transition three opportunities that Iowa State made, where Connecticut's going to back off, make Iowa State beat them in the half court. So I agree with you. I think Hoge and Edgem are going to have to be big. And then, of course, DeAndre Kane going to the rim, huge part of the offense.
You know, Kane just always does what he does. You know, he shows up, again, back to him being a senior guy. He enjoys what he does. Monte Morris, everybody. You go down this line and you get to talking about different players. Even Matt Thomas, it was exciting to see Matt Thomas going and actually be effective. Now, I'm talking about offense here. I'm not talking about defense, but be effective in that. And then every time we get to having a story, we forget about the guy that's killing every team out there in Naz Long. This kid is – he doesn't even think, Bloom. He reminds me more and more of Tyrese McGee every time I see him play. He knows he wants to shoot the ball. He's coming off screens. He's letting the ball go. They're going in. And if for any reason you give him light of day, you can forget it. The ball's going in the hoop. You know, just a lot of shooters. I don't know how you guard that. This will be a genius coaching style by Fred Hoiberg. He's done nothing but watch teams and just dismantle them. North Carolina shocked me to all get out that they wanted to run with Iowa State and play our game. And that's what killed them in the long run. They continued to run. Their big guy, Meeks, he slowed down as the game went on. They lost, Johnson went out. I mean, they had a lot of issues. I don't expect UConn to do that. I expect UConn to make us play in a half court. But you know what? Fred's brilliant in the half. You know, I mean, there's just a – whatever you throw, I think this team has an answer.
I'll throw this out to you. Successful season either way if Iowa State wins or loses on Friday night? Or do you think it's got to be Elite Eight or Final Four for this group at this rate?
I think it's successful. Here's the deal. I think last night for a lot of fans, they were thinking the same thing I was thinking. Just like you said earlier, if we go out against UConn, I think you have to. You go in, you lose a key piece to your team, and you still show up and beat a really good North Carolina team. I think they can show up and beat UConn. Yes, I think it's successful right now. I think they've done a great job. When's the last time? 14 years for the Big 12 tournament. Everything they've done with pride. But here's the deal. I guess after watching them last night, I'm not ready. I'm just not ready to go home. The party's over. I'm not ready to go home. Keep bringing out the Busch Light, as Chris Williams would say.
We know he was having some down in San Antonio.
Did you see the picture, by the way? Did you see this picture that he sent put out there? It's of him standing at the Alamo. He says he was not drinking.
The picture was posted at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
What are you doing taking selfies at the Alamo at 1:30 in the morning?
Why are you taking selfies anyway?
Chris is soft.
Do you do selfies? Are you a selfie guy, Bloom?
No.
I don't do it. My wife all the time, I said, what are you taking pictures of yourself for?
The only guy that get away with it is Fred Hoiberg.
Now, Fred, yeah.
Swagberg.
It's the Swagberg.
Swagberg's good at golf, too.
Yes. He's really good at
golf. I'm golfing Saturday because I don't get to go to New York City.
What do you mean you're golfing? Where are you golfing at?
I'm golfing down in Des Moines, one of my favorite places. But before I do, I'm going to head up. I'm going to say hi to you up in Ames, and I'm going to stop by Golf USA in Ames because you can get everything there. Drivers, iron sets, Cyclone apparel. Bring in your Cyclone club card. Get 10% off all items. Go in there. A lot of great stuff. I just bought myself a new driver this offseason, so I'm ready to hit the links.
You know what's great about Golf USA? I keep telling this story. You guys probably say, you already told me this story. I ripped a head off my driver and went in there. And not only did they fix that, they made sure that all my clubs were fitted to me, which they're very knowledgeable guys. Everybody's in there willing to help you, and that's a good thing. Make sure you're going out. Golf USA, you can't miss it. It's right on Duff Avenue, right down from. Come and see me and then go to Golf USA.
Here's the game plan this weekend. Iowa State plays Friday night, get that win. Golf all day Saturday. Go to the Final Four on Sunday. I'm good with that. I hope you're good. Let's talk to John. He wants to talk about DeAndre Kane. Hey, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, DeAndre Kane, heck of a game. But the one thing on the stat line that you don't want to see, he had 7 turnovers and 3 offensive fouls.
Yeah.
Caused by being out of control going into the lane. How do you pull him back a little bit without losing all his aggressiveness?
I'll hang up and listen
to the call.
Excellent point, John. And I thought their foul trouble, and it's going to be a problem every game from here on out. I would say actually did a pretty good job of staying out of foul trouble. But when North Carolina made their run in the second half, I thought it was because Melvin Edgem and DeAndre Kane both saddled with 3 fouls. They lost a little bit of their juice and got a little passive out there. Can you tell him to slow down? I mean, that's just kind of his game.
If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck and says Aflac, my friend, it's a duck. I think you have to pick your poison with DeAndre Kane. He's just that type of player. He's an aggressive player. He wants to go to the rack. And to be honest with you, John, great question, by the way. I think he's best when he's doing that. You got to think about it. The rule change this year was supposed to make that a lot easier for players like DeAndre Kane. I think because he's so big, he loses a lot of those battles. You know, every time they call offensive foul, except for one time, I think it could have went either way. They could have called that. So I think you have to let him continue to be aggressive and do what he does because that's where he's comfortable, as we found out with that dunk last night.
That's the book on him right now, though. Kansas State fouled him out. They took 3 offensive fouls against Kane. I would expect now this plays into the strategy for Connecticut, 2 smaller guards to get Iowa State in trouble. I don't condone it. But every time DeAndre goes in the lane, if I'm one of those smaller guards, if I can't stay in front, I'm I'm taking a spill. I'm going Marcus Smart.
How many of those can you take, though? That's a, you know, let's keep in mind we're talking about, what, a 6'1 guy and a 6'1 center, 6 foot guy. Come on, we're talking about DeAndre Kane, who's built like a Sherman tank. It's like taking a charge from LeBron James. How many of those you want to take? And here's again, I'm back to it. It is subject to the guys that you like most. It's, you know, to the refs. It's if the refs want to call it. It's such a tricky call when you see this. That I don't know. Do you run the risk of trying to get Napier to flop every time he comes in and he draws two instead of drawing two on Kane? I don't think they can afford to play that game.
I agree, and this is why I doubt they guard each other, because you don't want either of them getting in foul trouble on the defensive side. That's why Napier will not be guarding Kane, and it's also why Iowa State will probably put Monte Morris on Napier and put Kane on one of the forwards, because you don't want him getting in foul trouble. That's why, brings me to another point, I would expect Iowa State to go small from the start against Connecticut, because Daniel Ledozzi then would not necessarily have a position to guard. Now, you could put Hogue on one of those little guards, but I don't want DeAndre Kane trying to mess with Boatwright or Napier. They're so quick and they're so small, you're just asking for him to get in foul trouble.
Well, you know, now that you bring that up, I like that matchup. I would like to see a Monte Morris and a Naz Long start this game. I think it would be brilliant to play Naz on Boatwright and Monte Morris on Napier. I think it's brilliant. And you know what, man? We can sit here and decipher this thing. One thing we know for sure, this coaching staff for Iowa State will have this team ready. They've you know, like I said, they have 48 hours to figure out what they were going to do without George Niang. Now you give them 4 days to try to figure out what they're going to do without George Niang. And what do you get? I think it's brilliant. I think you probably will see Naz Long. The thing is this, will that small of a team, because you think about it, Naz isn't exactly a small kid either.
6'3", 6'4".
Another big kid. And again, the X factor, and we have these conversations, we leave one guy out. The X factor in this game is Melvin Edgem.
Yep.
I mean, the reality of it is this. If you slow down DeAndre Kane, if you can stop Naz Long from killing you from outside, who stops Melvin Edgem?
Well, and they're big guy. He's a large guy at 7 foot in Brema. Kind of athletic, but not overly athletic. Can he stay in front of Edgem? How many points did Edgem get in that second half where he took Meeks or McAdoo off the dribble and found a way to get to the basket?
And that's what's so scary about this team. And they talked about it in the pregame yesterday. The guys were saying, you know what, the problem with guarding Iowa State is that you have to guard Iowa State. You can't allow Melvin Edgem and Dustin Ho, you can't allow any of these guys that the big guys are guarding to stand out on the corners of these and hope that they're going to miss, because they will kill you from out there. Are their bigs big enough when you know, Melvin decides to put the ball on the court and go to the rim. It's going to be a matchup nightmare for UConn. But again, we're going to have to come out and be ready to shoot. And I think so. The George Niang, his injury and his attitude towards the injury shows you what type of team this is, what type of coaching staff they have. The kid says, listen, it's not about me. It's about this team, and that's why they continue to win. This is not a one-man show. That, like UConn, this is a team, and that's why they're winning, man.
God, it's not about him, but it'll help you out, just like Fred Hoiberg. Glenn Waterhouse, State Farm Insurance Agent. You can find him in Johnston at 5441 Northwest 86th Street. Give him a ring, 515-223-5566. Is a man who played football at Iowa State, always looking for your best interest. His location just across from the Dolls and McDonald's there on 86th Street. Give Glenn Waterhouse a call at 515-223-5566. And Tron, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We'll get into some more of this matchup in the Sweet 16. 16 teams left. Who does Tron Smith not want to see this Iowa State team play in the final several rounds of the NCAA tournament? Fun conversation to have. We'll pick Tron's brain when we return on the Wilson Toyota Cyclone Fanatic Radio Program on 1460 KXNO.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
You know, Iowa Realty is all about marketing tools. For more than half a century now, in fact, 60 full years, Iowa Realty has offered buyers and sellers more to get the job done. iowarealty.com, the most comprehensive real estate website in Iowa. We have our weekly television show, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on ABC 5 or online. Our quarterly magazine, the Iowa Realty section of the Des Moines Sunday Register, and our revolutionary new Iowa Realty mobile app. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with Host Duplex and my good friend Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and Host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at HostDuplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
I'm Tim Sitzman with Mr. B Clothing and Clive. We celebrated our 40th anniversary late last fall, and although we were extremely proud of that accomplishment, it also gave us a lot of things to think about. The two things that stuck in my head are the questions, how can we get better? And what can we do to get more people to come in and experience our store? We've made a lot of changes in the last few years, a remodel of the store, and bringing in brand names that you won't find many places in Iowa. Brands like Paul & Shark, Canali, St. Croix, Gravati, Samuelson & Byron join our traditional favorites Hartsheffner Marks and Southwick. We're also very excited about our men's shoe department, which we think may be one of the largest and best in Iowa. There are a lot of changes at Mr. B Clothing, but the one thing that will never change is our total commitment to service and making sure you, our customer, have the best clothing and the best shopping experience ever. Come experience the new Mr. B Clothing on 86th Street in Clive.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Cycle Fanatic, Wilson Toyota Radio Show here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Brent Bloom, Tron Smith, Chris Williams firing his travel agent in Houston. He's still trying to get back from San Antonio.
He's still in Houston?
Still in Houston.
Wow. But poor Williams.
He will go from a plane to Des Moines for about a day and then head out to the Big Apple, New York Man. City, Madison Square Garden, the mecca of basketball.
The Sweet 16.
Pretty sweet. And all of Cyclone Fanatic's coverage of the NCAA tournament brought to you by Country Landscapes. They're all over. Look them up at Country Landscapes. They can do anything for you, for your yard work, and their staff is all local. They're in central Iowa, eastern Iowa. You can look them up at Country Landscapes. They're going to help you out, and they've been a big help to Cyclone Fanatic as keeping Chris all over the country from Kansas City to San Antonio, now New York City. We hope
yeah. back to Dallas.
You know, just to kind of piggyback on that, you know, CycloneFanatic.com is a free website.
It is.
And the reason why it's a free website is from, great sponsors like Country Landscapes. You're getting all this because of these guys. So make sure, guys, if you're looking for some landscaping, you're looking to get your yard cuts, get your trees pruned, whatever. Is it pruned? Make sure you call Country Landscapes. Let them come out and take a look at it. Take care of things for you.
No doubt. And they've been big. And Cyclone Fanatic's been big. Check them out, too. 1 million
huge
page views in the last 4 days. The Fanatics have been unbelievable. But when you're one of 16 teams left, this is arguably Iowa State's best chance to get to a Final Four. Well, really, since 2000. But they haven't been to a Final Four, Tron, since 1944, when Gary Thompson, the Rolling Rocket, led them to the Final Four.
Wow.
Iowa State is a favorite against Connecticut. It opened at 1. I think it's at 2.5 now. On the other side of the bracket, there looms Michigan State again. But Virginia's there, too. And nobody's really talking about the Virginia Cavaliers. They struggled in their opener against Coastal Carolina. But they laid the wood to the Memphis Tigers last night. Maybe one of the more impressive performances by any team in this tournament. If you're an Iowa State fan, and I know you are, Tron, who do you want on that side of the bracket? Do you want to see the Spartans and some revenge from 2000? Or do you think you have a better shot against Mr. Bennett and the Cavaliers?
You know, here's the thing. I'm not so sold that Michigan State wins that game against Virginia.
I'm with you.
I actually have my bracket as Virginia winning that game. I just think that through the season, Michigan State always has that fumble, and I think it's coming against Virginia. I would rather. Here's the deal. I don't want to see Adrian Payne. I think he's going to be just a force to try to figure out. He is a big guy that can move his feet, a big guy that can shoot from outside, a big guy that rebounds like crazy. He is a big guy that plays big. That is not the team that I want to see. I would rather see Virginia. And to be honest with you, Broom, I think that's who's going to be there. I think Virginia beats Michigan State because here's the deal. You listen to anything. You listen to the ESPNs and the Fox Sports. Everyone's saying the same thing. Michigan State, Michigan State. I don't know that they get past Virginia.
It's going to be a heck of a game. That's a nightcap. That's a 9:57 tip local time, 8:57 Iowa time between Virginia and Michigan State following Iowa State and Connecticut. Cyclones and Huskies tip at 6:27. If it were to be Virginia, the storyline there, Matt Thomas, Iowa State's shooting guard, was down to two schools when he committed as a junior. Iowa State and Virginia, of all teams. Tony Bennett, the Virginia coach, a Wisconsin guy, Matt, a Wisconsin guy, and luckily for Iowa State, T.J. Altzberger and Fred recruited Matt away from Virginia. So some storylines there if those two get together. But Michigan State, I'm with you. Adrian Payne is a big guy that can move. Dawson's a big guy that can move. Those are the guys that give Iowa State problems. It's not just the big guys. It's the big guys like Mr. Embiid at Kansas that can move their feet and really take away their advantage, which is their quickness on the perimeter.
And, you know, their point guards aren't bad either. That's just it. I mean, that team is very well-rounded, and they're going to have the key piece that we're missing. They're going to have that big man. They're going to have that Georges Niang that we're not going to have. I don't want to see Michigan State there. But, again, I'll say this. I'll preface by saying this. I don't know that they get past Virginia. I mean, that's going to be an issue. One thing we know for sure is that this basketball tournament has turned out to be, not just because the clones are still dancing, it has turned out to be one of the better basketball seasons that we've seen. You know, you bring up Mr. Embiid. I bet you Coach Self is thinking to himself right now, we should have gotten this kid ready to go. I thought that maybe they were thinking they could do a little more dancing without Embiid. Showed that he makes a major difference.
And how about our buddy Scott Drew saving the Big 12's reputation last night? It got a little nerve-wracking. Saturday and early Sunday, it appeared there's going to be three Big Ten teams in the Sweet 16 and zero or one Big 12 team. But Iowa State got the job done, and then Scott Drew follows up and just wallops Greg McDermott and Doug McDermott.
He's done such a great job from
it's
all
hard
way
for me
from
to,
the
I got to give him some dap, though. I know it's hard for me to say – it's actually really painful for me to say that. But that team, the last 3 weeks, has been very well coached.
You know they have. They've been prepared. They've done things right. You know, it's hard to not You know, after watching those guys come back again, they were in the same hotel as the Clones. After talking to some of those guys, and Terry and Prince stopped and had a conversation with my son while we were there, and just appreciative, and listen to Scott Drew and what he said, it's hard for you not to root for the Big 12, especially for that team. You know what? Give the man props. He's coaching a great basketball team right now and just dismantled. I mean dismantled Creighton. It wasn't even close. It was over from the start.
Poor Greg just struggles against the Big 12. Well, Iowa State had an injury, by the way. George Niang. You know who could have taken care of George if he needed it? It's Capital Orthopedic. Whether a weekend warrior, high school, collegiate, pro athlete, you've experienced an injury. They have 9 board-certified physicians, 12 outreach clinics. Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine will get you the personalized care you deserve at their Clive Clinic. They offer state-of-the-art facilities, imaging, physical therapy, rehab, and personal physicians to get you back in the game. You know who to call. Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine at 515-440-2676 or visit them at www.DesMoinesCapitalOrtho.com. George Niang has that foot injury. It was really hard to celebrate the North Carolina Central game. It was just like getting hit by a big wave of cold water. But that's why I'm so happy that the guys pulled it out last night, because it was finally something Iowa State could celebrate, because there wasn't a whole lot of celebration Friday night.
Well, it's one of those things to where you see the post-game locker room, and they have a great shot, a great video of DeAndre King going over to Niang saying, "I told you, brother, that I had your back." And that's just how this team plays. I was so devastated. You know, first of all, let's talk about the injury. The kid breaks his foot. He scores 5 more points. And you can see him going up and down the court saying, "There's something wrong. I need to come out. There's something wrong." And he continues to shoot the basketball.
But Fred didn't take him out, because I'm sure they've seen it before. Like, oh, that's just George. He's gonna get his 5 points and he'll be fine.
He's tired.
The man scored 5 points on a broken foot.
Yeah,
George out of shape. Just huffing and puffing.
You know, it's tough to see. I'm just glad he wasn't a senior and it ended for him like that. But, you know, he'll be back. He's got the heart of a warrior. You can tell when you have so many people on this team that's willing to lead going forward, it makes it easier. And you got to have confidence as a coach to have guys like DeAndre Kane and Melvin Edgem and Dustin Hogue. Think about going forward, the future going forward with Monte Morris and you know, it's exciting. Exciting. If you're not excited right now as a Cyclone fan, you might want to check your closet.
Fred Hoiberg's going to be in New York, MSG. Wow. The Knicks probably looking for a coach. Stay away, Phil Jackson. So I say, Phil, I know you're listening. Big fan of the Wilson Toyota Cyclone Fanatic radio program, Phil Jackson. Stay away from the mayor. Let him do his swag Hoiberg moves.
I think Fred's having way too much fun doing what he's doing. You can see it at every cost, every opportunity he gets. If you ever watch him coaching, you can see he's having fun with what he's doing.
Got a couple of minutes, Tron Smith. Your expectations and predictions for the game against Connecticut, an even matchup. I look at this thing, it could go either way. How do you see it?
You know, here's the thing. I expect them to come out and be physical. Like John was saying earlier, he's worried about DeAndre Kane being physical. I think this is a team that they can actually push around, Bloom. I think they need to get in there, rough them up early. And I agree with you. Play small. Come out small. Make them guard the outside. Wear them down a little bit. See if we can get in a little run and gun. I expect them to come out and play great basketball. See a lot of DeAndre Kane. And, again, back to the key. I'm calling my shots right here on the Cyclone Fanatic, Wilson Toyota, what we're called Sweet 16 preview show.
That's what it is.
Melvin Edgem will own this game come Friday.
It's a throwback game. Last game was also a throwback game to classic Hoiball era, where Iowa State did not have a go-to post player. Remember back in the day where they had Jamie Vanderbeek and Deontay Garrett running the show. They're going to have to make a bunch of shots. I'm going to put the number at 10. If Iowa State makes 10 three-pointers, I think they beat Connecticut. It's going to be a really feisty Husky team. Shabazz Napier may want this thing more than anybody not named DeAndre Kane in the tournament. That guy is a warrior. He's a little guy, but he could carry him. But I think Iowa State hits some shots, getting Aslan going again, Monte Morris stepping up. I agree. Melvin Edgem, DeAndre Kane, if they do their thing, Iowa State's going to be going the lead.
I tell you, if both of those guys are hot, UConn can just about forget it. I think maybe they can slow one of them down, but to slow both of them down is going to be a big question. I think Iowa State owns this game.
Next key, stay out of foul trouble.
There's the phrase of the day.
Come
stay
on, Stripes.
Out of foul trouble.
The Stripes gave us one at the end of North Carolina. Let's keep them up.
Let's keep it going.
No foul trouble from the Stripes. All right, I appreciate John Seller stepping in. Andrew Downs running the ship down at the KXNO Studios. For Tron Smith, I'm Brent Bloom. And a traveling Chris Williams. This has been the Wilson Toyota Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show from Benchwarmers. Hopefully we'll have a Final Four show next week.
Absolutely.